Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. May I say a happy new year to all our Jewish listeners and a happy new Nintendo DS to everyone else. Oh, all right, Jewish listeners as well. Yes, coming up this week we'll have the latest on the new baby Nintendo, the unfortunately named DSi. Sorry about that. There's news of a possible PS4, and the new N96 has arrived in T3 Towers. We'll try and lay our hands on one by the end of the programme. Chris, go. And plus, find out what this is, and why you'll want one. You will. Joining me, as ever, in the hot seat for yet another week. Yes, it's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello. And hello. Happy Eid to any Islamic listeners.
Also,
that we may
yes,
have.
Good, good. As is we say, no show without Joe, and no podcast without your weekly vent of steam.
No show without Joe.
Hmm.
What does that mean?
That's ripped from The Price Is Right.
Okay.
So
who's Joe?
This was a lot smoother when I'd ran it through in my head. What's been driving you to crush grapes this week?
Well, I'll tell you what's been driving me to crush grapes this week.
Joe Pasquale, by the way.
The guy used to. I see. Yes, no, sorry. Yes. It's Apple threatening to take their ball away.
Oh, it's been Apple about three times in a row.
That's because Apple get on everybody's tits with their sort of pompous and vaguely alien-like behaviour.
Fair dues.
And they also get into the press a lot more.
Mm.
So I just tend to notice them.
I see.
Same as most people do.
Right, so what have they been up to this time then?
Well, they're the people who handle copyright and artist royalties in America are sort of there's some sort of court type process I don't fully understand going on, and they're basically insisting that Apple raise the royalty they pay for every track sold through iTunes from the sort of piffling nominal amount it is now to a slightly larger and less piffling nominal amount. And Apple has responded to this by saying, "Well, we'll just shut down the iTunes store if you make us do this because we won't be able to make a profit," which you might have sympathy for, except like the royalty used to be 9 cents,
okay,
or 4 pence that is, per track, and this body, the U.S. Copyright Royalty Board, apparently is what they are called, would like them to raise it to 15 cents.
That's not,
or 7 pence.
Huge, is it?
No, and obviously they sell 99 cents, 79p is what they sell for. It's hard to see where the rest of that fee is going.
I mean, a few running costs.
I mean, I'm sure there was a lot of R&D, obviously, went into setting up the iTunes store.
But
so it just seems like, typically bad grace for Apple and bad form for them to...
They're not going to shut down iTunes. I mean, that's just a nonsense.
No, I know.
The very idea.
That's like cutting your nose off to spite your face. Yeah. But then they've got some guy from CNET saying, it seems to me they hold all the cards.
Mm.
And it's like, what? So they hold the cards in the sense that they're going to kill their own brand in order to make some sort of point about how much royalty they should pay.
for the sake of 4 pence or whatever it is.
I know.
Mm.
What a great principle to bow out on.
Okay, good. Well, they're cutting back margins on everything else, so they can damn well do it on iTunes.
Yeah, I know. I just think, all good riddance. Bye. See you then.
Yeah.
I never bought anything from iTunes store and I never would.
Go to Amazon instead.
Ya. Exactly.
There we go. Well, on to the big story this week, the birth of a new Nintendo DS, unveiled by Nintendo just hours ago, actually. This is, of course, not the DS2, but the DSi. Sorry, I don't know where that's coming from.
You keep on doing that, but surely it's DCI is the...
DSi is Detective Superintendent.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay, very good.
Mm. Oh. There you go.
You learn something new every day.
You do. Duncan, this started off as a rumour 4 days ago, and it's already here.
Yeah. Well, it started off as a rumour a lot longer ago than that. I mean, there was supposed to be an announcement at the CES this year, wasn't there?
That is true. But in terms of substantive, this is what you're going to get?
Well, it does. Funny enough, it actually seems to follow a lot of... it doesn't look like some of the more outlandish sort of Photoshop-y things, but they... The first time we had it in T3.com, or one of the first times we had it in T3.com, we were conjecturing or predicting or whatever that the GBA slot would be gone and that there'd be two touchscreens instead of one.
That's the only thing that's not transpired, isn't it?
Has that not happened?
The two touchscreens. No.
Because the Telegraph said it had.
Yeah. There was some dubious reporting on this.
Okay.
I'm not mentioning names, but Gadget decided that they would basically report on this pretty much before it had happened and report it as fact. Obviously going on the fact that they thought that they knew exactly what was going to be said. So they did report they had two touchscreens, but it doesn't.
Okay, not like us with the PS3 Slim and Light.
Certainly not. No, we'd never do anything like that.
Where is that? When is the PS3 Slim and Light coming
up? Yeah. Only one touchscreen. But then if you think about it, if they did make two touchscreens, that would effectively be saying...
Yeah, what would you do with it anyway?
Yeah, what would you do with it? And any games that could use the two touchscreens, you wouldn't be able to play on your old DS, so... Yeah.
That's a very fair point, Dan, which I hadn't thought of.
No, that's true. From me.
Okay, well, it's not the most exciting thing, is it? It's slightly slimmed down. It is to the DS Lite as the DS Lite was to the original DS.
Not even that. I mean, it looks almost identical, doesn't it?
Well, it's supposed to be a little bit thinner, isn't
it?
And, it's got a camera on it.
Two.
Yeah, why two?
One on the outside, one on the inside. Both rubbish. Both 0.3 megapixels.
Why is it on the outside? Well, so you can be filming your knees whilst the other one's filming your face.
Probably. Mm. It could be for, you know, some sort of fly swatting game.
Yeah, maybe.
Do you remember that came out on Motorola's phones when they first had a camera?
I'm afraid I don't, no, but...
it was brilliant. It used the camera as motion detection.
Oh, okay. Like Sergey Brin with his thing where he throws it up in the air and it calculates how long it takes for it.
Although that uses the accelerometer, as you well know.
I know. I was just thinking of another example of a really stupid thing to build into a phone.
So in theory, I'm really thinking of this on the hoof, but they could introduce kind of Wii waving style stuff using the camera.
Wii waving style stuff. I suppose they could. I imagine that's, that probably is what it's for. Well done. That's a much better idea than my filming your knees concept.
Bigger screens.
Quarter
of an inch bigger.
Quarter of an inch. What is quarter of an inch? I can't even picture what a quarter of an inch is. That's like
a quarter of an inch.
A centimetre, is it?
Is less
What's
than
an
a centimetre.
An inch is like
an
12
inch
inches
is about 2.5 centimetres.
Why don't they do these things in centimetres?
Because
everything else
screens,
is in centimetres apart
screens
from
are always
screens.
In inches.
I know, yep. I don't understand that.
It's just the way things are.
Okay.
An extra SD card slot.
Yeah. Woohoo! I mean, it is quite an unexciting announcement, isn't it?
I'm trying to get excited about this. Something exciting about the SD card slot. You can save your photos to it.
We can't take... Oh, what?
And
using
taking with
the
camera,
camera.
And then put them into the SD card slot in your Wii.
Yeah.
And put them onto photo channel. How's that?
That's pretty good. Yes, I can see that being a very exciting feature.
Okay, actually, the last...
For a lot of people.
The last thing on my list... This is quite exciting. DS Store.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's the only interest. But then that's not really a hardware.
It'll work
update.
Over Wi-Fi.
Anyway, that's just. Already had Wi-Fi.
Absolutely, yeah. But.
And it's got that browser built in now, hasn't it? Because they used to be able to get a separate browser for the DS.
Yeah, well.
Which was rubbish and a complete waste of time. So
well,
I don't know that this is.
The current browser is probably exactly the same. But it's the DS Store's coming out. God, this it really is quite dull, actually, isn't it? There's nothing too dramatic.
No, let's talk about something else now.
Okay. I'll give a quick mention for the Wii. They also announced you'll be able to use the SD card slot for extra WiiWare download storage.
Okay. It's just SD cards. It just seems so like 2002.
What's
like we live in a time of Wi-Fi and instant downloads. And
Nintendo. I mean, we need something exciting.
SD cards.
Actually, excitingness that was at the DS conference. They showed snippets of a lot of the games that were coming. They did look quite cool.
Yeah, I'm sure the games will be great. But that almost goes without saying.
That does. There we go. Okay. Well, the DSi. Sorry, November 1st in Japan, early 2009 for the rest of us. That's bloody ages away. Considering it's such a...
Well, I don't know, because we just started working on the Christmas issue now, so I feel like I practically am in 2009 already.
I wondered what the tinsel was for. Okay, moving on from Nintendo to Sony, actually, and rumours of a PS4?
Yeah, well, rumours in as much as clearly at some point Sony are going to bring out a PS4,
well,
and people are saying in about three or four years'
time... You say clearly,
time,
but what, a few weeks ago we were talking about the death of the console.
Oh, well, unless, of course, the console does die, yes. Well, that's the thing, yes, okay. But even if the console were to die, I don't think that's going to be in Sony's planning model at this point.
So you think they'd still bring it out and no one would buy it?
I don't know about bring it out, but they'd be talking about bringing it out and they'd be talking to developers and they'd be looking at technologies and et cetera. And it does fit in terms of time because the PS2's life... Well, the PS2 actually still exists, but the PS2... The time from it coming out to the PS3 coming out was about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
And this sort of report, which I clicked on T3's link to read this report from... PC Insider or whatever it was, and the entire site was in Japanese, so I couldn't glean that much from it. So I went back to the T3 thing.
Well,
and
as a Japanese expert,
fluent Japanese, yeah.
PC Watch reckons.
PC Watch, sorry, yes.
Reckons Sony's been chatting with developers about a console based on the same cell processor, but with double the power.
Yeah, well, that just makes perfect. That's almost like, that's not a news story. That's just what you would expect
to
happen.
If it is double the power, that's not actually that big a leap. Because from the PS2 to the PS3, it was like quadruple the power.
I suppose so. But I suppose that's the thing with computers and consoles in general, is they have now reached a level of power that is pretty...
Where they just drew a graph and it went off the page and they went, that's processing power in 8 weeks' time.
Yes, possibly. I don't know. What I was about to say was that they've kind of reached a level of power where you can do most of what
developers can
imagine. So we need kind of more imaginative games designers, I guess, or more...
Well, the rumours are that it's going to launch in 2011. So does that fit with your time frame?
Yes, that's what I meant. I mean, well, that would be like 5 years as opposed to 6 years, which is the gap between PS2 and PS3. But then that makes sense as well, with a slight acceleration you would sort of expect. Except, I mean, the PS3 is more of a premium product that I imagine Sony at least would want to have a longer shelf life.
Yeah, it's also
so
one
maybe
of the best,
that's slightly an admission that
it's
the PS3
one of the best
hasn't done as well.
Blu-ray players as well, isn't it?
It is, but then I think Blu-ray is going to prove to not be.
Yes. Apparently, it's also going to be cheaper, which it'd be hard to be more expensive actually.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was ridiculously expensive when it came out.
But that's the thing, because at the moment we're at the stage where you can make informed conjecture about what the PS4 might be like, and it's all going to sound pretty plausible. I could think of a few things.
Go
now,
on then.
You know.
What do you want in there?
A banana dispenser. I think it'll have that, because bananas are going to become increasingly popular.
That would be more likely to be on the Nintendo, though, really, with Donkey Kong games.
I think you're overthinking it, Dan.
Okay. Right. Good. Now, we're in the presence of greatness. Well, if not quite that, we are at least in the presence of Nokia's new flagship handset.
We are in the presence of something that looks a lot like an N95.
Yes.
Quite a lot like it.
Actually,
well.
It does. This is the first time I'm handling it, actually.
It's got the up and downy slidey maneuver thing.
It's got that slidey thing.
Which will become horribly slack
it's
in
got
about
the
3 months of use.
It's got the same size screen as the 8GB one.
It does look nicer, doesn't it?
Okay,
to be fair,
looks nicer.
It does feel and look
it's
a bit
smoother
nicer.
Smoother as it well, is. Actually.
It's got a slight BlackBerry boldness about
already,
it.
Already, I'm feeling this is more tactile, but then more plasticky also.
I don't know, the N95 was pretty plasticky.
Yes, it was pretty gash. I did have an N95, which was a real pain in the arse, actually, for crashing, shutting down randomly, having a crap GPS chip, and consuming power like a megalomaniac.
Yeah. Although they did fix a lot of that with the 8GB version, to be fair. But,
so does this strike you as better?
It does strike me as better. It is nicer looking, and things like having the iPlayer built in, which I believe that's...
Keep talking. I'm going
to
see if in the space...
You should be able to just flick through a load of functions
of
and actually find
podcast,
out. And,
We can actually get the GPS to work, because that... I mean, it was chronic. If you were ever navigating anywhere...
You wouldn't even bother trying.
Hey-ho, I'll just whip out my...
We went down the pub with N95. Ours when we got one in the office, and it took about 10 minutes to find out where we were.
Well, right now, I can't
obviously
even
we
find
knew
it.
Where we
ah,
were
maps. Maps, okay, I found maps. Right, we're going in.
This is like live radio at its best, isn't it?
Yeah, I'll leave that loading. 5 megapixels. They haven't changed that much, have they? A 5-megapixel camera?
No.
2.8
Again, it's that
display.
Thing of like specs having plateaued slightly. So, I mean, a 5-megapixel camera in a phone is fine, I think. Mm. I think once you go beyond that, because all the pictures are so big,
and
you
the
get storage issues.
And
the lens is still rubbish, exactly.
Yeah.
I think five is too much. I think 3.2 was perfectly adequate.
Good. I do quite like the fact you can get iPlayer on there.
Yeah, no, I think that's great. I mean, and they always have like kind of okay media players on Nokia phones, but they always have a slightly shonky sound quality. But then, does it have a 3.5mm plug like they normally do on Nokia phones?
Oh, I'm looking. Yes. Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, it's okay. It's like for people who aren't so cool, that's like their version of the iPhone.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. And then they can now write into this program and say, it does everything the iPhone does much better. And
yes.
I don't want to be, contracted to O2. What does Duncan Bell think he's talking about? Even
I'm
suggesting?
Not a sheep. It has actually found us, you know.
It has found us?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah, that's very good.
I'm impressed.
So where are we?
In our secret bunker. Because this isn't going to be top dog for long, is it?
Well, no, I suppose with the tube
this
supposedly on its way.
Yes, rather annoyingly, we have to record this on a Thursday. And we're expecting the announcement today, which is yesterday.
Yeah, well, Nokia does have an announcement.
Sense.
did have an announcement, depending on what day you're listening to this. No, actually, it definitely did have. Yes, it was great to finally touch the the Nokia Tube.
Which is the 8500 Express Music, probably.
I personally was grievously disappointed to discover they weren't launching the Nokia Tube like we all expected, but in fact it was just a new type of earpiece.
Yeah. So delete is appropriate there.
Yes.
But anyway, the point is that this has just come out, and in the space of hours, it's probably going to be superseded by the 8500 touchscreen Tube.
I suppose so, but then this is aimed at like Nokia's core sort of businessy type user. It's just like a slightly nicer looking version of the N95. Doesn't have any touchscreen type frippery or any of that,
It is quite
poncy
nice.
Apple nonsense.
It's still huge.
But I was just thinking you would look less stupid with that held to your ear. Because that was one of my main things about the N95. You saw people taking phone calls on them.
Yeah.
And they just looked like a big fat idiot.
Yeah.
I don't want to resort to just name calling, but it's.
Hoping I didn't, but there we go.
I think you did.
So there we are. N96 out on Vodafone now, out on 3 very shortly, and an air the 8500 Tube possibly announced already. Who knows?
Watch this time next week.
Yeah,
we'll have one of those in the studio. Or we won't, depending on whether or not it was actually announced.
Who knows?
The thing we're talking about.
Okay, now earlier I played you a snippet of this. You want one, right?
I bet. Well, the Japanese being the Japanese, that was probably an advert for fish fingers.
Au contraire.
They get very excited about.
Yeah, no. I should explain. It's actually a remote control car that can drive up walls and upside down.
Well, pretty impressive. We've actually had one of those in the office.
Have you?
So I'm ahead of you there.
The little thing with a fan on?
I've certainly seen a car driving up the walls of my office, and I hadn't been taking mind-altering drugs in the lunch break, so I can only assume it's that thing.
Did it look a bit like this? Now, I'm going to, obviously, I have actually gone to great expense to translate this video.
Being a fluent Japanese speaker as you are.
Exactly. So listening to it, hopefully you should get an idea, but you'll be able to see it and confirm whether this was the same car you saw driving up the wall. Here we go.
Okay.
Aerospider is really rather good. It works on walls. It works upside down under tables. It works on my belly. No, it doesn't work on my belly. Why, Takara, tell me why? Aerospider, it's stuck to the floor.
Was that it?
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, it uses like a little sort of suctiony hoovery thing to hold it onto the wall. It does actually work.
I think it's the best thing
the
ceiling, ever.
Up the walls. It's impressive. It'd be more impressive, obviously, if you had such a full-sized, human-sized version.
When I first read about it, I got
that
quite excited because I thought maybe it'd be able to drive on the floor and then drive up the wall. But obviously, it can't do that because it just sticks to the wall and then drives around. And
I don't think we managed to get it to actually go from one to the other.
Yeah, that's
the point. And it couldn't go across the ceiling, some of the ceiling, because...
I'm looking at the ceiling here.
It's perforated.
Yes,
and it couldn't,
that would not be good.
Work.
They'll be on sale in Japan.
How much do they cost?
£25.
Yeah, very reasonable. I'd buy one.
Yeah, I think I
not
would.
For me,
they're actually being marketed at adults.
My
I think
nephew.
They finally realised that remote control cars and things are actually...
What adults
want.
Without wanting to rain on anybody's parade, the one slightly disappointing aspect of it was the remote control. It wasn't a particularly... not the most responsive remote control thing.
Well, for £25...
You only really want it to go in a straight line up the wall, don't you?
And
show it to people.
Do its
say,
little spin thing.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we'll whack that video online and you can see it as well. Well, that is just about it. Just time, Duncan, for your quickfire reactions to this week's last words. Boson's Audi R8-inspired catamaran.
Yes, floating car. Very nice.
Yeah.
Somebody was actually telling me about the new Audi R8 this morning, and I was like, does it come in red? And it does, apparently.
Well, so this catamaran does. There you go. But it's they've taken the wheels off, so you can't drive it on the road.
No, well...
It's a bit daft, isn't it?
It would take up a bit too much room on the road, presumably, if it's got two bloody great catamaran floats either side of it.
Quite possibly. Virgin Mobile broadband launches.
Yes, well, cheap.
Chris and the crew rocking to Guitar Hero on T3.com.
Possibly the most sexual thing I've ever seen.
Good. And BlackBerry Bold arriving on Vodafone.
Am I responding to it arriving on Vodafone or just in general? It's a nice
phone. Arriving.
It's a nice phone, and Vodafone, I'm sure, is a very fine network.
Good. Well, if you were an internet rumour, you'd be Doug 38 times. Not bad, not bad. Well, that's definitely it for this week, though. Bob along to t3.com for all the latest. Find November's T3 on the shelves and stumble across us on iTunes. Just drill down through technology and the gadgets to find us. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.